Endangered species are waiting in long lines. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. That's the conclusion of a study on wait times for listing a species under the Endangered Species Act. Emily Puckett is the lead author of the study. She's with Fordham University. She analyzed what happened with more than 1,300 species since 1974. She says according to the law, it's supposed to take about 2 years to get through the process.
The median time that they're waiting is 12.1 years and not that 2 years. Some species are being listed very quickly, but other species have essentially waited the entire length of the ESA, up to 38 years before they're ever listed.
Puckett says reptiles, fish, and mammals had much shorter wait times than invertebrates and plants. In an email, a spokesperson with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said the last 6 years have been the most productive in the past 2 decades for getting endangered species listed. As we've heard, plants just don't get as much love as cute animals. Sometimes it's hard to get people fired up about an endangered plant. But Jane Kramer's trying to do that anyway. She's a fine art photographer. She takes photos of the shadows of rare or threatened plants and then prints them on paper that she makes out of invasive plants like garlic mustard and purple loosestrife. We met up at Kent Lake in southeast Michigan.
So we're going to put in our kayaks just off this little park, go around the bend, and there are a few patches of American lotus, which is what we're going to photograph the shadow of.
We paddle up to a patch of American lotus, its huge yellow petals sticking up out of the water. My job is to hold a white foam board behind the flower, very, very still.
And we're going to try to get close to it so we can, so I can shoot from one side and then capture the shadow on the whiteboard while you hold it behind it. Okay, so if you hold it right there.
Kramer's drawn to things that are fragile or easily overlooked and have an element of secrecy.
The location of some of these plants is kept secret because of poachers, because they're afraid of people coming and either taking the plants or taking the seeds.
After she takes photos of the shadows of rare plants, she tackles the flip side of the project, the invasives that threaten them. When I show up at her house, she's cooking chopped garlic mustard on a stove in her garage.
All right, so I'm just going to dump this into the pot.
Then we go to Kramer's laundry room, where she rinses the cooked plants and puts them in the blender.
Kind of like making a really disgusting smoothie.
Then she uses a wood frame to make the pulp into paper. Most of it turns out light brown. Sometimes it's green. Japanese knotweed is a very dark red.
Now we come to the most stressful part of the whole project.
Kramer prints the shadow images on special transfer films. She has a magic ingredient to get the shadow photos onto the invasive plant paper, hand sanitizer. The alcohol releases the ink from the transfer paper.
We squirt the gel on. And then use the brayer. And then you carefully lift up. And you'll see that not all the ink came off, but I really like how that looks.
It's a delicate-looking shadow of a flower, the prairie coreopsis.
You know, the paper is invasive plant, made from an invasive plant. The shadow is an endangered plant. And I'm trying to get these two together, and that is complicated, just trying to get these two together in a print. And it kind of mimics that relationship in nature, you know, how they're kind of battling it out.
She'll be showing her work at Art Prize this year for the first time. You can see photos at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.